Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week. It's a long-time Friday morning tradition. We'll give you three candidates, and you can vote on it at 888-787-1310. Well, yesterday, Norm gave us a very alarming announcement that he is battling bladder cancer. He has had surgery. He will undergo treatment here for the next 6 weeks. Prognosis is good for Norm, as good as it can be for something that serious. But it was certainly an alarming announcement by Norm yesterday. We found out a couple of days ago when Norm notified us. His crew is known for a couple of weeks. And as disturbed as we were to hear that, it was also very heartwarming to see the outpouring yesterday from the P1s when they heard that announcement from Norm. That was really cool to see the support that Norm has, not only from the folks here at the station, but the family of P1s around the Metroplex.
And in true Norm fashion, even though he's going to be going through treatments for the next 6 weeks, he is going to stay on the air.
Yes.
Only Norm.
We would expect nothing less from Norm. He is one tough dude. He is going to fight through this, and you will be hearing from Norm every day from 10 to noon, and we wish him nothing but the best. And that includes maybe another e-brake win. He is candidate number one, the all-timer, Norm. He had problems with this phrase, and this is something off of, I believe, NBA Jams, and that shot heard round the world by Luka in game number four that tied up the series with the Clippers from 28 feet away, the three-pointer. You could hear the PA guy in the background giving Luka a special shout-out, and it caused a lot of confusion to Norm.
And by the way, did you hear the stadium announcer at the empty stadium yesterday after it was all over in the background?
You mean the Boom Shakalaka?
Boom Shakalaka?
What?
No, it was Boom Shakalaka.
It was like
Boom Shakalaka.
No. Say exactly what Donovan says after he says it.
Boom Shakalaka.
Boom Shakalaka. Is that what he said?
Yes. Yeah. I don't think he would say Laka when his name is Luka.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking. In that excitement, it's easy to get tongue bungled. We have that sound, though. We have that sound of a shot being made in the aftermath. And after the bang bang from Mike Breen, we hear that in the background.
I mean, Boom Shakalaka is like from a video game, from NBA Jam, right? So it's kind of a common...
Right.
Excited phrase.
Is that what he said?
Hey, you want to hear your boom? What'd you say? What'd you say it was? I know you have it written down on your yellow pad, so just read what
boom,
you have.
Boom Shakalaka. I couldn't figure out what he said there in the background.
Let's go! Luka Doncic! Boom Shakalaka!
Okay. It's Boom Shakalaka. Okay.
Yeah.
It took a while for Norm to get that.
Boom Shakalaka? Sualua? Shamalonga?
I did hear that skip shot at the end. I thought that was pretty awesome. Boom Shakalaka. You guys ever say Boom Shakalaka?
No.
I don't think I've ever said it in my life.
I think I've said it before. It's a song. What is it?
Boom,
everybody
shakalaka,
walk the dinosaur?
Shakalaka, boom Shakalaka.
Well, I don't know that version. But what is everybody walk the dinosaur? What do they say in that?
Does that Boom Shakalaka in that too?
Do you have that, Jer? See if that's on the internet of web.
It's on NBA Jams, I believe.
Open the dung on the
shaka-laka,
floor.
Shaka-laka,
everybody walk the dinosaur.
Boom, boom. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Let's hear what Norm's talking about.
Back to you for radio.
Let's hear what Norm's talking about one more time.
Oh, that's boom. Akalaka.
Akalaka, boom, boom. Yeah. There's a song on NBA Jams that has that. Boom, shaka-laka, shaka-laka. Let's hear what Norm calls it one more time.
And by the way, did you hear the stadium announcer at the empty stadium yesterday after it was all over in the background?
You mean the Boom Shakalaka?
Boom Sukalaka?
What?
It was Boom Shakalaka.
It was like
Boom Shukalaka.
No. Say exactly what Donovan says after he says it.
Boom Shakalaka.
Boom Shakalaka. Is that what he said?
Yes. Yeah. I don't think he would say Laka when his name is Luka.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking. In that excitement, it's easy to get tongue bungled. We have that sound, though. We have that sound of it being made in the aftermath. And after the bang bang from Mike Breen, we hear that in the background.
I mean, Boom Shakalaka is like from a video game from NBA Jam, right? So it's kind of a common.
Right.
Excited phrase.
Is that what he said?
Hey, you want to hear your boom? What'd you say it was? I know you have it written down on your yellow pad, so just read what
boom,
you have.
Boom Shukalaka. I couldn't figure out what he said there in the background.
Let's go!
Okay. Boom, Shakalaka. Okay.
Yeah.
Norm, we love you so much, and you are candidate number one for the emergency break of the week. Candidate number two, another guy who we love so much, Killikellefin. He is candidate number two. Now, he was working with Norm last week. I guess he was producing for Norm.
Yes.
And Norm tried to give him some credit on the air, and Killer just didn't know quite how to handle it.
Killer man, I got a more than a handful of emails yesterday wanting me to pass on to you thanks for your idea of having a teacher segment on the show yesterday.
Well, thank them for me, I guess. I don't know.
No.
I'm not used to gratitude. I don't know how to react.
He's being thanked for doing his job.
My gosh.
I'm used to the stick coming. I'm not used to the apple or the carrot.
Let's see if we can get you used to it.
I can't talk anymore.
Killer, take the Hawaiian shirt off now. Put on the other shirt so you can be just normal Killer. Calm down, man. We're giving you love, man.
I'm not used to it. I'm the shelter dog, remember?
Thank you,
teachers, for being there for us. Really do. I appreciate it.
And what a touching
speech. Thank you, Norm's friends, for contacting him.
Well, Killer, we got to get you a little gratitude.
You
okay?
Did it. Good job.
You
good
did,
job,
Killer. Yes. Congratulations, man.
Thank
so
you.
So he concluded that
you.
With.
It was good.
All appreciate you, Killer.
Yeah, he concluded that with teachers, thanks for being there. Really do. It's like a Chevy Chase. You winning isn't me do.
Oh my god,
Killer. He's used to the stick, not the carrot.
See what you've done to him, Gordo?
Is that the saddest statement ever when he said, I'm not used to love?
Gratitude?
Well, no, there was another one where he said.
Did he say
that,
love?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So sad.
Mm.
But what does the apple and the carrot have to do with it?
Poor the Killer.
He
means, talking about the gift for the teacher?
The
or?
Carrot on the end of the stick is the metaphor he was
really?
Going for?
No.
I think so. He's used
I took it
to
as
the
a peace offering or something.
Huh.
All right, one more time.
Killer man, I got a more than a handful of emails yesterday wanting me to pass on to you thanks for your idea of having a teacher segment on the show yesterday.
Well, thank them for me, I guess. I don't know.
No.
I'm not used to gratitude. I don't know
up.
How to react.
Poor
Killer.
For doing his job.
My gosh.
I'm used to the stick coming. I'm not used to the apple or the carrot.
Well, let's see if we can get you used to it.
Killer. I can't talk anymore.
Killer, take the Hawaiian shirt off now. Put on the other shirt. So you can be just normal Killer. Calm down, man. We're giving you love, man.
I'm not used to it. I'm the shelter dog, remember?
We're clearing the shelter.
Thank you, teachers, for being there for us. Really do. I appreciate it. And thank you, Norm's friends, for contacting him.
Well, Killer, we got to get to you a little gratitude,
you
okay?
You did it. Good job.
You did, Killer. Yes. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. It was, it was good.
We all appreciate you, Killer.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you, Norm's friends, for contacting him.
Thank you, Norm's
friends. Put that on the back of the shirt.
For contacting him. Yeah, that's a great T-shirt. Thank you, Norm's friends, for contacting him.
Yeah, on the front is thanks, teachers really do.
Thanks, teachers really do.
All right, there's Killer as candidate number two. We meet a new character this morning. Now, we know this guy, Mike Reiner, radio legend, who pops back on with the hard line and talks baseball. He now has a new nickname after this weird noise that his phone made when he was talking to Bob and Corby and Danny.
Then they'll probably hang on to both of them and maybe try this again next year, although with Glenn, the time to do this is now if you're going to. And I'll bet that they're going to find something they like with Glenn, and I'll bet he's gone.
Are you on a tugboat?
Had to pick up some part-time work there, buddy. Retirement, not paying the bills.
Tug.
he's the captain of a tugboat.
What a weird pivot.
I know.
Wow. That was a big announcement you just made that you're now captaining a tugboat.
So, yeah, Joe...
you need something tugboat, just call tugboat line.
Boy, they had some fun with that, and so did we. The thought of Rhines being the captain of a tugboat.
Tugboat Rhines.
God almighty, I got to go pick up another freighter.
What a funny line by Bob. Are you on a tugboat?
Are you on a tugboat?
No, I'm not on a tugboat.
I'm not on a tugboat.
All right, so is it Norm, is it Killer, or is it Tugboat Rhines? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, this is the Playmaker checking in from the Houston area. I came down here to close some things, but it seems like Laura protested down here just like the NBA players are. So, I don't have much to report on being closed. Instead, give me Reginald Slice Board.
Gosh. Man. You made us go all that way for that.
Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, my name is Gracie P1. I would like to vote for the old tugboat.
The old tugboat Rhines?
Say Grace or Gracie?
Gracie.
Gracie, how old are you?
I'm 10.
Oh, gosh.
You shouldn't really be listening. Yeah, but
just listen every once in a while.
Check back with us in 11 years.
Yeah, make sure your dad listens every morning.
Kids
though.
Around here tell tales of old tugboat rides.
Bye, Gracie. Say goodnight.
Bye.
Okay. Wow. Hi.
George Burns reference. That's real up to date.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, boys. It's Randy White here.
Hey, Manster.
Hey, y'all, give me 1 second. I'm uploading a picture to my OnlyFans right now. All right, good. I got my OnlyFans account with googly eyes. Y'all should check it out. But I want to vote for Tugboat Ryan today, boys.
Okay.
Thanks, Randy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys, it's E-Break, man. I think I know the song Norm was trying to think of. Norm, you're halfway there. Norm, shooka shooka laka, shooka shooka laka.
Thanks, E-Break, man. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the E-Break?
I am right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Unbelievable.
Welcome back, music. I want to vote for Norm Hitchkins, just, you know, and wish him a speedy recovery. And y'all have a happy corona and a happy football. Love you.
Well, what a streak she has. I mean, it's like...
It's amazing.
20 years.
400 straight weeks she's called in.
She, or he, is the most consistent caller in ticket history.
Fake Natalie Maines.
Has to dedicate part of their Friday.
Yeah. At least
dialing
an hour,
over
probably.
And over again, trying
make sure
to
they're in. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
With school back, it got me thinking, What if the muses were substitute teachers? Like, Gordo would be the most fun, George would take the job too seriously, and Craig would be the most strict and lecture us all in class. And I like to vote for Norm.
Clearly, accurate. Clearly written by her dad.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Cassidy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning, boys. It's the low-energy comic here.
Oh, hey, low-energy comic. What's going on?
Hey, Gora. I got a joke for you.
Okay.
Hey, what do you call a religious icon that's always bothering you?
I don't know. What do you call a religious icon that's always bothering you?
Budapest.
Unbelievable.
Hey, George.
You're welcome. Thanks George, for the call. Yeah.
What did one spoon say to the other spoon?
I don't know. What did one spoon say to the other spoon?
Let's go bowling. No vote for killer.
There's a vote for killer. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Am I on AM radio here?
Mm-hmm. You are.
So it's really strange that Reiner's tugboat name came around, because it used to be called Tug Boy.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Give me Reiner. Give me Tugboat Reiner.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
President Sonic's Born.
No. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Good morning, boys and girls. This is John Smith. I'm the new pastor to the teens here at the Municipal United Scripture Reading Church of the Everlasting Rapture.
Sounds a lot like Fake Cassidy, but go ahead.
Fake Susan Hawk.
That's the Muser Church for short. I want you boys to feel comfortable with me, and so that's why I'd like to call and tell you about Jesus.
Wrap it up.
Just vote.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Okay. On way too long.
Yeah. Hi. You're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Good morning, boys. How are y'all doing today? It's Casey Musgraves.
Hey,
Casey.
How you doing, Jub? You got okay. 6 months for me?
What's going on with you these days, Casey Musgraves?
Oh, you know, I'm just out here in East Texas enjoying this good old Texas life, you know.
Well, no, that's good. Just go ahead and give us a vote.
And you can hit it.
That's okay. Just give us a vote.
Oh, okay. I want to vote from Tug and Mike's boat, if you don't mind.
Okay. Tugboat Rides is your vote. Thanks for the call. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? You are on the air. Sports caller. So
Tugboat Rhines doesn't have 5 votes by now.
No, he's got 4.
God,
he's one
almighty.
More. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Thanks for having me on the air, boys. Let's go ahead and dive right in with Band That I Hate.
No.
Now that's funny. He's the P1 of the week.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Bill Murray, Stripes. Boom, shaka-laka-laka, boom, shaka-laka-laka, boom, shaka-laka-laka.
He did do that.
Yeah,
Stripes.
He did. We got a 4-4 tie here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
I'm going with Thomas Brock. Thomas Brock, everyone.
What?
I don't get it. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hi, I'd like to vote for Barry Butch, please.
Gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm going to get the win for Rubbin' Tug Rider.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner,
finally.
Tugboat Rhines.
Then they'll probably hang on to both of them and maybe try this again next year, although with Glenn, the time to do this is now if you're going to. And I'll bet that they're going to find something they like with Glenn, and I'll bet he's gone.
Are you on a tugboat?
had to pick up some part-time work there, buddy. Retirement, not paying the bills.
Tug.
he's the captain of a tugboat.
What a weird pivot.
I know.
Wow. That was a big announcement you just made, that you're now captaining a tugboat.
So, yeah, Joe,
if you need something towed, just call tugboat Ryan.
How many wins is that for Ryan?
That's Mike? His 91st win, 25 behind Norman Kickass Hitzkiss.
91st? Wow. Okay, I didn't realize.
Or is Ryan's it first now since he's not here?
Yeah, I guess the new character of Tugboat Ryan's, that's his first.